Hi, this is Dr. Richard Baza, Executive Director of the New Jersey Association School Administrators. Here today to talk about women in leadership and the initiatives at our organization. With me are Margaret Dolan, Westfield Superintendent and the Secretary to the New Jersey Association of School Administrators, and Judith Ratner, who is a former Superintendent of the Year and now New Jersey Director of Special Projects at NJASA. Welcome, ladies. I'd like to talk to you a little bit about the background of what we've done and where we're headed. So, Dr. Dolan, tell us a little bit about the importance of this initiative as you see it to our organization and our members.
I have to say, in the last few years, the Women's Leadership Committee that's part of NJASA has become a vibrant group. It started out rather small, but we now have representation from all over the state. And what's been wonderful is people have brought a variety of ideas to the committee. And as a result, it's not just that one statewide committee, but we have individuals throughout the state who have started initiatives in their own county or their own region. And I think we've made a great deal of progress in the last few years because of that.
One of the things that comes to mind is when we take a look at the professionals, certainly throughout the country, but especially here in New Jersey, that when we look at all of the professional roles, women are dominant in those roles. However, when we get to the role of superintendent, we find that there are more men than women. Nationally, there are about 22.3% of females who are school superintendents. Here in New Jersey, we're in the range of 33%, but we're about the business of helping to develop those leaders that will come behind all of us and the opportunity to have women better represented in the leadership role. Do you see that happening now as you talk about the expansion of this committee and its work?
I do. I mean, one of the things I'm doing now is being a mentor to young administrators. And right now I'm working with two young female administrators, and I'm very glad to do so. I'd be very glad to mentor males as well, but it's nice to be bringing up women. I think I was fortunate as I look back. When I was in elementary school, my principal was a female. When I was in high school, my principal was a female. So maybe for me, it wasn't so foreign. But if you had a very different experience, maybe you don't see that as an opportunity. So I think there are many ways where we are making a difference and helping women.
It's an important role to serve as a role model and to do that mentoring. Judy Ratner, former Superintendent of the Year, former superintendent, longstanding and successful one. I know that you've been involved in mentoring young women into these positions as well as young men coming into the role. But you've also had an opportunity to do that on a greater level, working with the national organization, the American Association of School Administrators. Tell us a little bit about that experience, because I've always been fascinated when you talk to me about how it benefited you, not just the people that you were mentoring.
Yeah, I did have an opportunity through the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation to work on a national level with AASA, and it was called More Than a Power Lunch Initiative. And through that initiative, we looked at factors that impact women going into leadership roles, particularly the superintendency. But another component of that was I had an opportunity to mentor two young aspiring leaders, one who was an assistant superintendent in Connecticut, and another who was a director of professional development in the San Diego area. And that was something different, very foreign to me, just because it wasn't a face-to-face opportunity. It was all done by Skype or, you know, conference calls. And yet I learned so much from those two young ladies and what I had an opportunity to share with them, and I hope I've had a positive impact on them as well. But it also gave me a different perspective on a number of things. You know, often growing up in New Jersey and just going to public schools in New Jersey, you realize that there's a core of things that are similar in public education, but there are a lot of differences as well. And I'm really pleased to report that both of those young ladies are doing just really wonderful things in their respective new positions that they have. So, and I think that's really important for us to continue in New Jersey to inspire people to serve as mentors, but also to work with people that we see as really effective leaders and continue to support them in their role and sponsor them into new positions.
And I'm proud to say that our organization in New Jersey is responsible really for the induction of new superintendents. And There's a very intense mentoring program that takes place that both of you mentioned that you're involved in, as well as required professional development and other activities for people to come into the system. And I've seen that evolve. I've seen some change in the characteristics that people are bringing in. I think they're much more collaborative. I think they're looking to support one another more so. And so I think that's changed, and we've had tremendous turnover of superintendents here over the last number of years, and so there are great opportunities for people to fulfill that role, and we can be looking to our women leaders to be there in terms of their numbers in greater numbers. Talk a little bit about, either of you, the experience that you've had where we've had events at NJSA, major conferences and other things, in terms of special speakers and the engagement that we've had from women leaders in those events.
I think that over the years, they've really have grown and changed. We often have opportunities where we bring people who are currently in leadership roles and they talk about their journeys through panel discussions. Or in other cases, we take people who have been very successful in the business orientation or things along those lines, and they share their journeys with us. And oftentimes we just come out of those conferences feeling renewed, and also we learn things that we may not have learned previously. So even though we really focus on educators, we really learn from each other, and I think that's been a really positive energy from this particular initiative.
I would agree. I think often in education, that is our complete focus, and it should be the large part of our focus. But with the women's leadership, you're right, we've brought in people from varied, varied fields. And somehow that makes you pay attention in a different way. You know, it's not the same language you're used to. It's not the same examples you're used to. And it has really been thought-provoking when we've had women leaders from other areas who have come in. There's a different sound to it, and I think we are leaning in a bit more. Mm-hmm.
Dr. Dahl, a little bit earlier you talked about the growth and kind of the spread and the ownership of this around the state, not just at the central committee level, rather. And I want to talk to you specifically about Union County, where you're a superintendent, because there seems to be some momentum coming out of there. Tell us a little bit about what's happening there. Perhaps talk a little bit about the March 1st event that has now worked in conjunction with the state organization.
Right, and that is something where at the Women's Leadership Committee of NJASA, we were talking about what we could do in our own committees, in our own counties, and three superintendents, Judy Ratner, at that point was still superintendent, myself, and Janet Fike, decided we could do something in Union County for women. And we didn't want to start too large, so what we did was we decided we'd have a half day. We'd make it local in a central place in Union County. It wouldn't be just for superintendents or just for principals. It would be for any educators. It wasn't going to cost a lot of money because people were going to have to pay for it on their own. And we tried it last year. And we took a chance. We weren't sure if anyone was going to come. We had speakers come telling their journeys, their stories. And that day it snowed.
It snowed
very badly. It was quite a snowstorm and we weren't sure. Everyone arrived. The speakers were amazing. Yes. Everyone stayed. People talked afterwards. We met teachers who were half thinking, maybe I could become an educator. Maybe I could become an administrator. We met people from all different districts in the county and all different levels. And it was successful. And we are looking forward to on March 1st, we're having our second annual. We've expanded it. It's not just Union County now. Now it's regional. We have speakers coming in again, telling their journey. Two of them happen to be individuals who work on television in New York City area. And another person is someone who had a tragedy in her life and now has a foundation that she's created in the way she's dealt with having to deal with a tragedy like that. And we have a lot of people who are signed up to come, and we're looking forward to another successful event.
Dr. Dolan, that's a great example of how your county has worked together, taken some chances, and hopefully other counties will emulate that work. Judy Ratner, that takes us to a larger conference, one now I think coming into its fourth year. Tell us a little bit about that scheduled for March 14 and 15.
So this is a conference that started out with probably about 80 people attending a one-day conference, and we partnered with PSA, FEA, as well as our national organization, AASA. And the conference has grown out of where we were. We had to actually find a new venue this year, so we're going to be at the Palace at Somerset Park. It is a two-day conference, March 14th and 15th, and we have some phenomenal keynote speakers, actually. One of them is Trish Rubin, who has written a book called Branded, that will really relate to all of the superintendents and aspiring superintendents and how to make sure that their message is shared. We also have our Secretary of State, Tahisha Way, who will also be another keynote presenter, and the Commissioner of the Schools Development Authority, Lizette Polanco, will be another keynote speaker. So it is a program that we are looking forward to. We hope every year that we make it just a little bit larger. I think last year we were approximately about 250 women attending. And we really are pleased that it's grown and that that people actually look forward to it, because they approach us and say, when is that conference? We really want to make sure we get that on our calendar. And in addition to that, we recognize the importance of expanding beyond teachers and administrators and superintendents, and we've actually now reached out to the school business officials, because when we look at statistics there's a number of female school business administrators, and we really want everybody to be included and have this opportunity to move to continue to move forward and share ideas and thoughts.
You know, you've both made a very significant point that I want to reemphasize. It's about engaging not just people who want to be superintendents, but people in other roles, right down to through teachers. Teacher leaders are extremely important as we begin to evolve in terms of how we're looking at the organization of schools and where leadership comes from. But it is about all of the opportunities that are there within the ranks of the various positions within a school district. And so what are some of the future activities that we see ahead for this collaborative work, both at the state and the level of the various counties?
Well, there's a number of things we're continuing to work on at the committee level. One of them is developing a speakers bureau so that we can take women leaders and have them identify topics that they could share their expertise with other professionals. The other area that I think Peg and I will both agree is the importance of involving students in this development of women leaders. We've seen small opportunities where there have been programs that have developed in school districts that really have brought students in, and we want to make sure that we continue that not just at the high school level, but at the college level and beyond. So we're working on that as one of our next steps.
So some great aggressive plans there in terms of these things. And I can imagine that the more women that you engage, the better the job becomes, because they'll become missionaries, if you will, to engage more people to do this work. And it's an important part of our organization's look at equity in terms of equity for members, especially, but for leaders, as well as for communities and students. So you've hit on a number of those topics, a theme that we're going to continue to follow on, not only this year, but throughout the years ahead. And so I would engage all of our listeners to take a look at their schedules, come to some of the events. For those members who are out there listening today, please become involved at your county level and certainly here at the state level as well. And so with that, I want to thank you too for joining me today and for the great work that you're doing and leading our organization, and particularly your work here on this special initiative. Thanks so much.